This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An updated COVID-19 vaccine intended to address severe symptoms of the virus will be available ahead of the cold and flu season. The new booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer follow a summer of increasing COVID-19 cases and will better protect against the COVID variants that are circulating now. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says that vaccination continues to be the cornerstone of COVID-19 prevention. There is waning immunity of the population from previous exposure to the virus and from prior vaccination. COVID illnesses are increasing because of the currently circulating variants. COVID infections nationwide have been steadily increasing since early May and could rise further now that children are returning to school and daycare. The number of emergency room visits for COVID illness began increasing in May as well, and the death rate from COVID-19 began ticking up slightly in June. Anyone 12 and older can get a single dose of the updated vaccine if they've already been vaccinated. Children who have already received their COVID-19 vaccine can get one or two doses of either updated vaccine. Three doses of the updated Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine or two doses of the updated Moderna vaccine are approved for unvaccinated children between 6 months old and 4 years old. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines will ship in the next few days and will be available in pharmacies, clinics, and hospitals. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is asserting the water rights that it holds in 10 Montana rivers to keep more water in cold water fisheries that are facing low water flows due to this winter's meager snowpack. FWP Water Rights and In-Stream Flow Specialist Stephen Begley said that the department has used its fishery and recreation-oriented water rights to bolster water flows in the Blackfoot River, the Missouri, the Jefferson, Boulder, Beaverhead, Smith, Shields, Tobacco, and Gallatin Rivers. The agency also will enforce a water right it holds for a Kootenai River tributary, Young Creek, and may make a similar call on water rights on Rock Creek, a popular trout fishery that flows into the Clark Fork. Most of the water rights that FWP holds to protect popular Montana fisheries are dubbed Murphy rights, named after the state lawmaker who sponsored a bill in 1969 to protect the water supply critical to fish in a dozen of the state's Blue Ribbon rivers. Murphy rights, along with other water rights, allow the state to make a call on junior water users. In practice, that means that the department will send letters to water users with newer water rights, directing them to cease withdrawals from a given stream or river. The system was developed to work within Montana's water rights ownership framework, which holds that individuals or companies with the oldest water rights are given priority during periods of low water. It's what's known as the prior appropriation doctrine. Throughout time, people file for water rights for a specific use at a specific place for a certain time frame. The seniority of those water rights means first in time, first in right to use the water. Many considerations come into play when an agency decides to ask junior water rights holders to stop using water, ranging from the weather outlook to the existence of local drought management groups. FWP Region 2 Fisheries Manager Patrick Saffel was involved in the decision to exercise the Murphy rights that FWP holds for the Blackfoot River, which has seen near-record low stream flows this year. Saffel said, "The Blackfoot tends to be one of the more resilient drainages, and this year it was our worst. We often rely on a lot of that high elevation snow that's going to last longer in the summer on the north side of the drainage, and this year we just didn't get it," Saffel said. He added that he's generally seen a trend toward earlier spring runoff from snowpack, meaning there's less water to sustain rivers in the summer. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.